Okay, Simon Samach, Din Birchas Riyo. So the first halacha is by Birchas Ilonis. Haroi Iloni, my chosom sees an Ilon, a fruit tree, as opposed to a Ilon Srak, which doesn't bear fruit. Shemitziim Perach, that's giving off the flower. There's different steps and different stages in its growth, but when the Perach comes, it's blossoming. It's a beautiful bracha. You didn't leave over in his world anything. Hashbaruch created beautiful brios, creations and trees to benefit from them, for the people to benefit. It sounds like the Ishami we saw in the last Simen. The Yishami quoted the Kitzur quotes the Yishami also in Yates that the Asid president would give a cheshbon, a different cheshbon on everything he saw he didn't eat. He has to be nana from what he sees also. So it says over here, you only make the bracha once each year. It's already the fruits coming out, then we don't make a bracha. Even if you didn't see it beforehand, still, you don't make the bracha. There are those that say that if you didn't make the bracha the first time you saw it, you lose the bracha. Okay, now, the lashon of the Gemara is similar to the lashon we just learned. In brachas daf mem gimel beis, I'm Rav Yehuda. High man, the nafik b'yom nisan, the one who went out and during the days of nisan, the chazi ilani sees the tree that come alive levi, it's basming. Oymei makes this bracha. So Rashi explains this. No, it's lahanes like we just saw. Agabar in the lashon of Gemara is high man the nafik, and lashon of Shulchan Aruch is hayoytze, which is mashma. There's no chiv on a person to search for the tree, to go look for the tree. It's enough. I mean, if you see it, then you have the mitzvah to make the bracha. And Aruch Shulchan, in Reish Chavav, Ois Beis, at the end he writes, he says, V'ayim bebedek abayis, he's referring to the in the Beis Yosef, there's the Beis Yosef added, called bedek abayis. So, V'ayim bebedek abayis, shkos v'shem ri, shlo no gul avarach. That brings up v'shem ri, that they were not ready to varach. Then he ends off, he says, V'siyim, that every time Chacham we Rei Hashem should be Nisar in this bracha, which I think the Bali Kabbalah variant of this bracha, but it seems like the meaning in many places and many people is to make this bracha. Again, it may not be a chiyuv, but if someone does see it, then they make the bracha. The Bechi Yosef. Bechi Yosef writes that, says, that which the Beis Yosef and the Medrash Abayis brings down, Shein Riyoy, is a toast. That which he says, the Mashkas of Riyoy, the Loi Nogu, is going on Bechi Shachiyanu. And doesn't belong over here, belongs to Simur Shchav Hei. Not over here. So, they talk about it. The Lashon of the Rambam is, Hayyotze L'Sodeis L'Ginois. And so it's mashma. If you're going out to the fields of the Guinness, then you have to go out of the city to look for a the Tzvi Pesach has a nice tshuva over here. Yeah.
The only reason that you're not mechuyav is because it's out in the cities. But if we had by us in the cities, then you would be mechuyav.
You're going. I don't know if you're mechuyav. Hayoytze means there's no money. You went out to the fields. You went out to the Guinness.
Yeah, because that's where the trees were.
What?
Yeah, the reason they're not included is the trees are all in some
place. Right.
But else we have it on every block.
Right, but again, I don't think you're mechuyav to go look for it. That's what I'm saying. It's just the norm. So if hayoytze to Daniel block, and right, we don't walk out to the fields like they used to. So it's hayoytze if you went there and you see it, so now you should make it. You don't have to look for it. So Pesach and Chelik Aleph, Simen Kuf Tzadi, I think, no, Simen, Simen Kuf Yud Ches. He has a nice truth over here. If you want to take a look, I'll just mention some pratim of it. Then we'll go into Kuf Yechez. He, I was almost, okay. He starts over with Chuvas Heshev Moshe. That's Lav Dafka Nisan, right? The Lashon of the Gemara is Nisan. What happens if you see it already in Adar, or let's say in some places in the world, doesn't start to blossom until other months of the year. There are different fruit trees that blossom at different times. Is it Dafka Nisan or not? So he brings down Chuvas Heshev Moshe, which wanted to say it's Lav Dafka Nisan. And the Heshem Moshe wanted to say that it's Pashit. The Vada, he says, the Vada Tzach Levarchal Chazdei Amokim Baruchu Ve'ezes Man Shiyah. The Mishnah, the whole bracha is on the Chesed of the Rabban Shalom. So then what's the difference? Rak the Gemar Nokia, the Gemar picked Yermi Nisim, because of Orchid most years, that's when it is. And similarly, he brings down that the Der Chaim, the Machzis Shekel, and also write who into Adar, Iyar, and the Sefer Mogen Gebarim Lamaisa brings down, and also Mishbur B'Shem Achreinim brings down the same idea. Okay, here I lost the Tshuva. Agobar, and then he goes on, if I remember correctly, with the Chakira, nice Chakira. Tuzdadim clarifying what exactly if it would be Dafka Nisan or not Dafka Nisan, what are the Svaris? And then he discusses women also over there. Women, if women make this bracha or not. B'negei Yoyme Nisan, so he quotes also a Chuvas Halachas Ketanis from Yaakov Chagiz, a Chelik Beis, Simuchav Hei, where he was mashma that it's only a Nisan. The Berachi Yosef says that, I don't remember the exact name, so I'll have to see it again. But Akaparim, he goes on to discuss about women also making this bracha. And I saw that Rosh Tamachos has a truth over here. Right? He also about women making a bracha. Making he's a chelik of Simkov Tzadi. Simkov Tzadi. Right, he starts to compare it to Berachas Halavana. He goes into why Berachas Halavana they don't. Right, Rav Tzvi Pesach talks about is do we say it's a mitzvah as man grama? Okay, well, Blina, I'll bring in a copy of it. We'll go through the different points of it. Shabbos Yontif, the minig is not to say it on Shabbos Yontif. Question is, if let's say the last day, you see already another day, if you wait another day, you're going to lose the bracha. Do we also not make it on Shabbos Yontif?
I mean, it sounds like you were saying the minig is not to be cheshish for that day, that you can only say it if you see the first time.
I hear, it's true, right, I was going to get back to that point, right. Okay, so I want to just speak about the Benigay, there's a few shadows that come up over here, so one shadow is the Dafka Nisan or not, seems like many other Chorin, like we just quoted, and down to the Paiskim, the Mishnah Brura, it's also mashed like that in the Shulchan Aruch Rav, in one place in Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Aruch Shulchan also seems to say that it's not Dafka Nisan. The Aruch Shulchan in Sif Aleph, Reish Chav of Sif Aleph, he says, "Ubimendina yseinu einay benisan el be'iyo itchila sivan va'azanu mevarchim ve'en brachazu el pamachas b'shana afir ro'yelon esacheroys." The bracha is the bracha shalaydo klali is the chazdei v'tuvai. It's good to know what the bracha is on the chesed and the goodness of Yisbarach. V'aniza bebracha zu alav nema re'ei re'ach b'ni k're'ach sada she'birchei Hashem al'i rabba. That's what he brings. Then there's also chakira. If you make on ilani arla, the different truths talk about if it's an arla tree, if you make on it. So I did mitzad svaro would make sense because it's a klaliyus dekabracha. So why? So you make it on. You see this tree, it's ma'ir to you. You see the dmus in front of you. So it's ma'ir to you the bracha, all around the. But mitzad sheni arlas asabanos is there. It says you have to be lahanos, right? That's the safi they have over here. But it seems like the pshitas is that you would make on a Ilani Arla also. The Shemina Rav and David Meisharim Chelgim Simon Hey, he also has this shayla. He says the svar that mitzad a svar. He says that brachi aklalus because the ish lavi kedvus raya mehadistam ma'aser sheni brings a raya from ma'aser sheni and. Says and if we're gonna say that's asa, then the Shulchan Aruch should be mitzayin that then not to make on Ilani Arla. Therefore, it seems like you don't have to be makbid on that either. Then it talks about Ilani Morkav, grafted trees. Right, let's say you see a tree, a fruit that was grafted, that was combined. So Mustam over here will say the same thing that we said from in the Hilchos Shachyanu that. That it depends if this is the tree that was done by Isser, if it was done by Isser, then maybe not, you don't make a brachana. But most of our grafted trees are already grafted, already previous. It's just regrown their fruit. Okay, so we'll finish this up tomorrow. Mi'etz Hashem, about a grafted tree, and if it let's say they uprooted a tree already. And for some reason it was common that the Paisim told me if they uprooted a tree and they brought it to someone who wanted to make the bracha on it who didn't have the trees. Okay. So we'll finish this up tomorrow, Mitzvah, and we'll try to go weiter. Okay, have a wonderful day.